morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the weak straw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Trump administration has offered Democrats significant flexibility regarding demands for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The counterproposal sent to House of Representatives leadership last week addresses concerns raised by Democrats, that according to Politico. The proposal from U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer offers a fix to concerns raised on how disputes between governments are resolved. Additionally, the proposal addresses labor, environmental, and pharmaceutical concerns. The counterproposal is increasing optimism the agreement can be finished yet this year. Trump administration officials have said they expect the agreement can be passed by Congress within the next 2 months, although lawmakers have a full plate to tackle this fall. Farm groups and House Agriculture Committee leaders rallied outside the Capitol last week in support of the agreement. This spring, the American Farm Bureau Federation estimated the agreement could increase U.S. agriculture exports by $2.2 billion. USMCA also changes sanitary and phytosanitary standards, biotech rules, and other provisions. Mexico has already ratified the agreement, and Canada is in the process of finalizing the agreement as well. In other news, a quarterly review of the farm credit system shows reported steady earnings and higher capital, but a decline in loan quality so far in 2019. The Farm Credit Administration received the report last week that outlines economic issues affecting agriculture with an update on the financial condition and performance of the farm credit system. Although the levels of portfolio credit risk are acceptable, they are rising, and the increase underscores the significant operating challenges facing system borrowers. Overall, the system remains financially safe, strongly capitalized, and well-positioned to support agricultural producers, that according to the report. Additionally, land values generally have remained stable, supported by the limited supply of farmland for sale. Farm sector real estate debt has been rising for the past several years and is approaching the historical 10-year average. Finally, today, President Donald Trump has proclaimed this week as National Farm Safety and Health Week. Trump signed the proclamation on Friday, designating the week as September 15th through the 21st, 2019. The theme for this year's National Farm Safety and Health Week is Shift Farm Safety into High Gear, as a reminder that it's everyone's responsibility to prioritize safety on the farm and rural roadway. USDA says this week is an opportunity to spread awareness of the inherent risks associated with the work in the agriculture sector and commit to improved practices that advance health and safety. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says promoting farm safety will help our American agriculture workforce. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 581 workers in agriculture and related industries died from a work-related injury in 2017, making agriculture one of the most dangerous professions in the United States. You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.